candle for love. Because the world is broken and the wait is long, but love never ends.
Love faithfully goes about the work of casting out fear, speaking truth, healing the deepest wounds, and crossing the divide from this world to the next and back again. Here I am, she whispers, the servant of the Lord.
So we light one candle, because it only takes one. Christ with us.
Good morning. Welcome to everyone on this, the fourth Sunday of Advent, December the 20th, 2020, where we continue to gather safely from the comfort of our homes as a reminder of our love for one another. My name is Leanne Darlington, and I am the pastor at Zion Evangelical Lutheran Church in Phillipsburg. Thank you to the Colflesh family, Kevin, Sam, and Grace for reading our final Advent litany this morning. It has been wonderful to hear the families in our church each week. I ask that you remember in your prayers this morning Carol and Wilf Moore as they mourn the death of her brother Larry Pitts. Larry died on Wednesday evening after a long series of health issues. We also remember Bruno and Debbie Egli as they mourn the death of Bruno's sister-in-law, Marie Egli, who died on Thursday morning after struggling with pancreatic cancer for the past month. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace. Amen. Some announcements for today and this coming week. We will again be meeting in our go-to meeting coffee hour after the service today at 11 o'clock. Please join us. Everyone is welcome. Our Christmas Eve service will be an online audio service on December 24th, Thursday evening. My hope is that we can all join as a congregation in our homes on Thursday night at 7 to worship together in spirit, love, and community. Please gather some candles to light during the service. And if there is someone in the congregation or somebody that you know that does not have internet access to the service, please consider phoning them and having them listen to the service that way. I would love for us all to be together in that time, even though we can't physically be together. And we will be having a go-to meeting coffee / happy hour after the service. So I would think that would probably take place around, we'll say 8 o'clock. I think that's a good time to start it. Come as you can. And I think we might be showing off our Christmas trees. As we enter the last weeks of 2020, please remember that Zion relies on your continued support each week to meet our monthly expenses. Thank you to all who have supported and prayed for our congregation over this past weird and uncertain year. If you wish to mail in a donation that would be sent to the home of our treasurer, Mark Deering, please do so as soon as possible so that it arrives before year end. One can also phone Gwen Colflesh to arrange to drop it off at church. And if you need a donation picked up, please call myself or any council member. Thank you again for your continued support and prayers. Throughout this service and the season of Advent, we have been using the worship resources prepared by the resumption of the in-force task force of the Eastern Synod. Today we give continued thanks to the Reverend Karen Ware Jackson for the Advent litany that we have been using. Let us now take a moment to gather our hearts and minds for worship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and also with you. Let us pray. Stir up your power, Lord Christ, and come. With your abundant grace and might, free us from the sin that would obstruct your mercy, that willingly we may bear your redeeming love to all the world. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our opening hymn this morning is from the ELW number 263, Savior of the Nations Come.